Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches. Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. Brought to you by sponsor Time to Learn Academy's Help Forward program. Website URL or link is easysite.com/A Time to Learn. This broadcast is part four of the read-along for December 7th. So this will be the last part of the series for December 7th. And now we're all caught up. And because of my presidential run, I am not broadcasting live for several Mondays. I'm Shirlene, your hostess. You're welcome here to this religious themed broadcast where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version Bible as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. Today's read-along, which is the conclusion of the Part 4 series for Monday, December the 7th, is from 2 Chronicles, beginning with Chapter 4, Verse 1. 2 Chronicles, Chapter 4, Verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth. It is he from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And his name is Jesus. Others may refer to him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Your donations help to maintain online and offline programs and services, such as career counseling and other Help Forward programs for new and existing middle-income family households. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Shirlene Stevens, available 24/7. Sell Avon with one of my sales teams, sales development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Shirlene Stevens with no space in between, spelled Shirlene Stevens. Continuing with our community announcements, Willow Smith just released her debut album, and they tell me it's very unique. In our prayer box, let's keep Willow Smith in our prayers, along with the current natural disaster victims in our western states. And families who are participating in December holidays, let's keep our Congress in prayer due to the recent budget challenges, trying to decide what to do with our 2016 budget proposals. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one human, one how, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or of what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending a little baby named Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners to be endured forever within their unique household. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books. In the books are chapters. In the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testament, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read along will be 2 Chronicles, chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. My audience, let's prepare for our religious theme discussion. Ready? Let's begin. Moreover, he made an altar of brass, 20 cubits the length thereof, and 20 cubits the breadth thereof, and 10 cubits the height thereof. Also he made a molten sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim, round in compass, and 5 cubits the height thereof. And a line of 30 cubits did compass it round about. And under it was the multitude of oxen, which did compass it round about, 10 in a cubic, compassing the sea round about. Two rows of oxen were cast when it was cast. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking towards the north, 3 looking towards the west, 3 looking towards the south, and 3 looking towards the east. 1 for the Father, 1 for the Holy Spirit, and 1 for Jesus. And the sea was set above upon them, and all their hinder parts were inward. And the thickness of it was an handbreadth, and the brim of it like the works of a brim of a cup, with flowers of lilies, and it received and held 3,000 baths. He made also 10 lavers, and put 5 on the right hand, and 5 on the left, to wash in them. Such things as they offered for the burnt offering, they washed in them. But the sea was for the priests to wash in. And he made 10 candlesticks of gold, according to their form, and set them in the temple, 5 on the right hand, and 5 on the left. He made also 10 tables, and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right side, and 5 on the left. And he made 100 basins of gold. Furthermore, he made the court of the priests, and the great court, and doors for the court, and overlaid the doors of them with brass. And he set the sea on the right side of the east end, over against the south. And Huram made the pots and the shovels and the basins, and Huram finished the work that he was to make for King Solomon for the house of God, to wit, the 2 pillars, and the pommels, and the chapiters, which were on top of the 2 pillars, and the 2 wreaths, to cover the 2 pommels of the chapiters, which were on the top of the pillars. And 400 pomegranates on the 2 wreaths, 2 rows of pomegranates on each wreath, to cover the top pommels of the chapiters, which were upon the pillars. He made also bases, and levers made he upon the bases. 1 sea and 12 oxen under it. The pots also, and the shovels, and the flesh hooks, and all their instruments did Huram his father make to King Solomon for the house of the Lord of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay round between Succoth and Zeredaiba. Thus Solomon made all these vessels in great abundance, for the weight of the brass could not be found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that were for the house of God, the golden altar also, and the tables whereon the shewbread was set. Moreover, the candlesticks with their lamps, that they should burn after the manner before the oracle of pure gold, and the flowers, and the lamps, and the tongues, made he of gold, and that perfect gold, and the snuffers, and the basins, and the spoons, and the censers of pure gold, and the entry of the house, the inner doors thereon, for the most holy place, and the doors of the house of the temple were of gold. Continuing with chapter 5. Thus, all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished, and Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver and the gold and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of God. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. Wherefore, all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast which was in the 7th month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark, and they brought up the ark and the tabernacle of the congregation and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle. These did the priests and the Levites bring up. Also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him before the ark sacrificed sheep and oxen, which could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priest brought in the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord unto his place, to the oracle of the house, into the most holy place, even under the wing of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out of the staves of the ark, that the ends of the staves were seen from the ark before the oracle, but they were not seen without. And there it is unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables which Moses put therein at Oreb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not then wait by course. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar. And with them 120 priests were sounding with trumpets. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound for one true and living God, for one only begotten Son, to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand, hallelujah, could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Continuing with chapter 6. Then said Solomon, the Lord hath said that he would dwell in the thickness. Pausing for a moment. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, and some may say even the church, is the light, the glorious light. Light that comes from the heavenly realms and not of the earthly realms. But it says here that the Lord said that he would dwell in a thick darkness. Why? Because only the true light can prevail in the darkness of the dark. And so God was saying to Solomon, you may have a light as a leader to lead your communities, your nations, and even other nations may have heard of your light. The light that I have provided you to be a leader, which you had asked me for only knowledge and wisdom. But I am the light. So I must go into the thick darkness. Continuing, verse 2. But I have built a house of habitation for thee, and a place for thy dwelling forever. And the king turned his face and blessed the whole congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who hath with his hands fulfilled that which he spake with his mouth to my father David, saying, since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city among all the tribes of Israel to build a house in, that my name be there. Neither chose I any man to be a ruler over my people Israel. But I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel. Now, it was in the heart of David my father to build an house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. But the Lord said to David my father, for as much as it was in thine heart to build an house for my name, thou did well in that which was in thine heart. Notwithstanding, thou shalt not build a house, but thy son, which shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build a house for my name. Pausing for a moment. God knows our beginnings and our endings. He spoke to David of a son that he would have even before David's wife was pregnant. And then he knew what the gender would be. He would be a male child, a son. And that many years after that, when he grew up, he was going to be a leader. And he would build the house of God. Continuing with verse 10. The Lord therefore hath performed his word that he hath spoken. For I am risen up in the room of David my father, and am set on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built the house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And in it have I put the ark, wherein is the covenant of the Lord, that he made with the children of Israel. And he stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands. For Solomon had made a brazen scaffold of 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the court. And upon it he stood and kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven, and said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. Thou which hast kept with thy servant David my father that which thou hast promised him, and spake it with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. Now, therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father that which thou hast promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel, yet so that thy children take heed to their way, to walk in my law as thou hast walked before me. Now then, O Lord God of Israel, let thy word be verified, which thou hast spoken unto thy servant David. But will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house which I have built? Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee, that thine eyes may be open upon this house day and night, upon the place wherefore thou hast said that thou wouldst put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. Hearken therefore unto the supplications of thy servant and all of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear, hear, O thy God, hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, dear Lord. And when thou hearest, forgive, forgive, forgive. If a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath he laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou from heaven, and do, and judge thy servants by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. And if thy people Israel be put to the worse before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall return and confess thy name and pray and make supplication before thee in this house, then hear thou from the heavens and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest to them and to their fathers. Thus, our last verse, verse 26, when the heaven is shut up and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, yet if they pray towards this place and confess thy name, turn from their sin when thou doest afflict them. Thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time, we'll continue with verse 27 of chapter 6. All right. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over signed scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you for reading along at the New Monday Show with me. May you have a blessed and productive week, and don't forget to smile. Smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, do. And the God of peace shall be with you.